Austin Tischner here from Reduce Shakespeare Company Sports Network. I'm standing here with Reed Martin and Matt Rippey. We have just performed at the Complete World of Sports Abridged at Santa Rosa Junior College as a benefit for the Theater Arts Department there. And we are joined tonight by Chad Yarish, Dodds Dalzell, two-thirds of the original cast of the Complete World of Sports Abridged. And also, just for why not, Dan Saske.
Wild card.
Dan Saske, Dan, Dodds, and Chad. You might remember them as the original cast of also the Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged. We are gathered, as one does after a performance, to get our notes from the actors in the original cast. Gentlemen, do you have any notes for us? How was the show?
Well, the show was tight. The show was very tight. There were a few verbal flubs.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Tischner, one-third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast number 282, We Get Notes. Every actor gets them. This week, we get ours. In a very crowded, noisy bar in Santa Rosa, California last month, Matt Rippey, Reed Martin, and I met two-thirds of the original cast of The Complete World of Sports Abridged, Dodds Dalzell and Chad Yarish, when they gave us their thoughts and reactions after seeing The Complete World of Sports Abridged performed for the very first time. Chad started off by sharing his reactions.
You milked those more than we were ever allowed to, which I'm gonna give you that one. There were a few parts where you were rushing it, you know, you were skimming over stuff, trying to get through the material, because you did come in a little long in that the first act. It came in over 60, and that's something we're gonna have to work on for next time. But overall, I'd call it a pretty solid performance.
Wow, these are tough notes. They sound very, very familiar.
Yeah.
To the ones we used to give.
Yes, I know. I'm expecting more. I'm holding my breath.
Well, it wasn't too difficult to say right off the bat that, Austin, smile more.
Yes.
That's right.
No,
okay.
No.
Yeah.
The inside joke here is that's my biggest note for Dodds all of the time.
Yeah.
Because, but in fairness to you, you're learning all these new lines.
Yes.
You know, all the time, because we're always changing them. But then we shot, a tiny little promo video, and I saw myself, and I was going, God damn it, I got to smile more. I'm looking so serious, and it looks like, what a jerk. Smile.
And I sat out there, and I mean, I thought you guys, the show was intact. It was sharp. It was clean. And then I realized that there was nobody watching Rippey just milk the hell out of it tonight. I loved Rippey. He was a one-man milking stool tonight.
There are some Rippey moments that have gotten longer and longer.
Just in the last couple of weeks, there's two moments that have sort of become the third act.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I thought I was off the hook because Ben's not here, who originated the part, and Dan is, but we didn't do the Christmas show, so Dan can't give me notes.
Right.
What gives, guys? Give me a break.
Okay, so here's how it is. If Austin's here and I'm critiquing him, and Dodds is here and he's critiquing Reed, well, we've both seen them act, and we saw Ben act, and now we've seen you act, so we're sort of by proxy to do the critiquing for Ben.
Okay, fair enough. Mm-hmm. As long as you buy me a beer afterwards. Okay.
Well, and Dan Saske, you played Matt Rippey's role in the Christmas show. So you know what he should have been doing, throwing focus to me and Reed, right?
Well,
keeping the integrity of the intentions, your beats, your objectives, your obstacles, your pulling faces,
No, your face pulling, no.
There's the advantage and the disadvantage of having the actor slash father there for you during a rehearsal process.
Yes, exactly.
You know, the advantage of, I guess not having someone to approve anything to, and the disadvantage of not having anyone to be approved by.
That's true. Well, but how was it for you guys? It's been, what has it been, 2 years, almost exactly 2 years since you guys did the premiere of it at the Sonoma County Repertory Theater. What was it? May it rest in peace, sadly. We killed it. Yes.
Yes.
did you, what was it like to come in, see the drop, hear the music? I mean, what was it?
It was glorious.
Seriously.
I mean, okay, seriously. No, it was great. It was, when the music started, like, I got that tingle. We're backstage again. We're bumping fists with the stage crew and everybody. We're going to go out there, and we're going to make complete asses of ourselves. It's going to be great.
Because that's the job.
Exactly. And, yeah, it was a lot of fun. And I didn't have to do any work this time. That's a first for me. This is the first time I have seen you guys perform your own work. Usually it's the other way around.
Right,
so,
right.
No,
good.
It was great. Yeah.
Dodds?
Now, for me, easy. You guys kept the show. It was awesome. Yeah. Seriously, watching the show, it was kind of surreal because I leaned over and I go, all of a sudden you hear the opening music, you hear the crescendo, right. It's in the dark, you see the drop, and then here it comes. Tonight's the night.
Right.
And you're like, oh, your legs are jumping behind the stands, and here we go. And you know what? The show, I have to say, I was super impressed that it stayed this so much the same.
That's good.
And there were no moments of you guys going, oh, really? You're going to do it that way?
All right. No, it was better. It was better.
There was the line that was in there, and Chad wanted to keep it, and we said, nah. And then we added it back in.
Yeah, what line was that?
The Roman Empire. They came, they saw, they fell, and they struck back. Whatever. Something along those lines. But they struck back.
Well, and what was great is that Reed argued to keep that line. I was going to cut it, but Reed argued that we keep it.
Yeah, me too.
And rip it, yeah.
Well, and then there's, I forget what you said. El chalupa más grande.
You just said the big chalupa.
Was it? Yeah. So we tried one, and then just one night, I don't know.
Más grande?
Yeah.
El chalupa más grande. Well, I was aware that I knew you guys were in the audience, so I was aware, I was nervous. I kind of stumbled over a couple lines. But I was aware, as we've said it before, we're in this show and in the Christmas show, we are standing on the shoulders of giants. You guys, particularly in the European sports song, where you guys had to learn the card moves. And that took a week. You guys,
and it hasn't changed. Same cards.
It hasn't changed.
We watched you guys do that, and that was the thing going, after you're all done, I went, okay, no wonder everybody clapped at the end of the night. That the European card thing was beautiful, and watching you guys do it, I went, damn. I just leaned over to Chad and went, you guys were really good. I just said, it was like, you guys are really good that did that. It was really great.
I think we took it to the next level, right? Because didn't you show a card and in Bob Dylan fashion fling it when you're done?
No. It was right. Exactly the same.
No, the choreography.
Wow.
It was exactly the same.
Wow. Okay. Well, and then I was aware, you know, when I turn my hologram term, that's Chad's move, and Ben's line, we're like a quartet. That was a Ben addition. El chalupa más grande. No.
What's that?
How did you originally say that, Dots?
Escuche, bellamente, boomba, 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 score!
Reed, if you could just do that, please,
Reed. That's the best Spanish I've ever heard you say.
Oh, well, you know, that's so bad.
Well, but the reason you did that is because
you don't speak Spanish.
So exactly. You just came up with some Spanish gibberish and went with that. Let's keep. That's funny.
Well, and through another wacky coming together of the old gang and the new gang, April G was with us backstage.
That's right. So, April George, who is the stage manager and lighting designer for this original production with these three losers, is now touring and being backstage.
Two losers
and Dan. And is now on tour with us losers. So what's it like doing this versus that?
Oh, it's way better.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you guys are easier to get along with.
See? All right, see? They didn't hear this.
They'll hear it when they hear it.
Greetings, this is Stan Grossfeld from the Boston Globe. Yes, I took the picture of the ball going through Bill Buckner's legs, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company's podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSE? This spring and summer of 2012, you'll be able to RSC us in 34 cities in the U.S. and the U.K., including cities like Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, York, Bucks, Boston, Exeter, Newbury, Nottingham, Truro, Poole, Tunbridge Wells, Peterborough, Canterbury, Derby, Hereford, Real, Barnsley, Salford, Basingstoke, Crawley, where we hope to meet Lord and Lady Grantham, Bedford, Tewkesbury, and London, returning to the Arts Theatre. And for a short time only, the Arts Theatre in London is selling a reduced number of tickets per performance for the special London Olympics 2012 price of 2012. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information.
All right, any other thoughts?
Well, I'm trying to think what was different. You guys had the windows in the backdrop, so we had to do something different for Australia. We just did some doorway things.
They all worked.
Didn't bother me at all.
Right.
Yeah, you guys were, you came out there, the lightings were great. There were a couple times when I was like, that music is going a little long, but I know that change.
Right.
And I can't imagine we had done it any faster.
So. Well, and one of the things that's different, I mean, for the amount of speech, there was one time when I knew Matt, it's like, oh yeah, somebody said, whether it was Reed or Austin, slow down. You cannot say that line that fast because I can't make that change. And I went, that's it.
That's the line. Sports of Europe is what he
that's
slows
right.
way down at the end of the introduction.
Yes, right.
Research
is. When I'm getting the foot pedals for the Europe song.
Yeah.
Our globetrotting takes us now to Europe, where research indicates.
Could we get a violin, please, to underscore this really slow narration?
And then I often listen for the patter of your feet.
Yes.
And tonight I didn't hear your feet, and I'm like, where's Reed? I'm gonna be a snooze.
Sometimes it's for this fascinating report, sometimes it's just for this very, extremely, really, really fascinating report.
Well, one of the differences that I was aware of is that in the locker room scene where I played the coach, and Chad, you played the coach, you played it sort of like Barney Fife, like Don Knotts. I can't do that impression. So what did you sound like when you were saying those lines?
Well, all right, listen here, everybody. We're gonna go out there and go at 110%.
And so now that was actually probably my favorite change, because you were doing it as more of the militant drill sergeant. You were definite about everything you were saying. All of these cliches that I'm throwing out there, they're the perfect thing to say.
Wishing you could do Barney Fife.
I wish I could do Barney Fife.
You could do it.
I can't do it, but I think you're right, because it's funny if the authority figure, it's the John Cleese rule.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to be more of an authority figure. That's why it's funny that he gets
exactly. And so when they're piping back with all this stuff, it's like, oh, he's just, because you have to, instead of stuttering over what you're trying to say, you're defiantly saying that, definitely saying it, and somebody comes in, actually, excuse me for a second, and then
it's even more annoying.
Yeah, and then the entire scene breaks down, and I lost it.
Oh, good.
Great. Yeah.
Good. That's great. Well, and I'm aware of the fact that how similar, if you've done the Complete History of America show, I'm aware of how similar it is to the Minute Men scene, where I'm standing there, very tall, and the other two guys are on their knees. The locker room in the American History and the Minute Men scene.
Yeah. Well, and what I was thinking of.
Or is that just a story from last night?
And scene. Thank you. Good night, everybody. I was thinking of the Lee Ho Fook drop, which at Sonoma County Rep, the ceiling is only about 7 feet tall.
Right.
So the dummy is dropped. You would mostly just see this box on the ceiling, and the door would fly up, and the dummy would sort of lamely fall. But from here, we had a great drop.
Yeah. And you know what? It's only Reed now screams as Lee Ho Fook falls, and that's only 3 nights old. We just came up with that 3 nights ago.
It was great.
Yeah.
I loved it because it was.
That took forever. That was great.
You know, I'm very relieved that you guys are going easy on me with the notes, because I had a trump card ready. If I was going to get some serious notes, my trump card was just one word for you. Contrapuntal.
He's talking about the fight song. The fight song, which we agonized through. God bless.
Wait a second. Hey, sorry, Ben, you're not here to defend yourself.
It's not fair. Ben's not here to defend himself. And you know what? You know, I was very tough on Ben during the sports show, but Ben did not join us for the Christmas show. Dan did. And because Ben wasn't there, I really realized that, Dodds, you're not as good of a singer as I thought you were.
didn't have the advantage of having Ben around.
So you were hiding behind Ben all that time, and yes. So I apologize now for how tough I was on Ben, and I'm really sorry I was so tough on you, Dodds, in the Christmas.
Sorry, Dodds.
Ouch. That's all I got.
Ooh, that's smart.
Ouch, that hurts. And it's so true.
Yes. And I would just like to say, that was how I always imagined it would be. All right, during the video game championship, they alluded to the fact that it was the Pac-Man playoffs or whatever it is.
Nintendo Arena, the non-stop action pack gold medal finals in Pac-Man.
Yeah, it's been 2 years. I don't have to remember the lines. But originally, when we were doing it, it was the Super Mario Brothers, which is a two-player game because both Matt and Reed are standing there with PlayStation controllers. Now, Pac-Man is a single-player game, and it was pre the PlayStation. So,
it's anachronistic. In addition to being inaccurate, it's anachronistic.
Right. But Allie.
Wow, Allie.
Okay, controllers aside, because the controller is wrong. It should be. I would go with NES because that was my favorite. But it could be a tournament play, separate screens.
All right, good point. Yes, good, excellent counterpoint, Allie. Chad.
You know, that's true, but no.
All right, so the outrageous laughter, rolling laughter that we get at the end of that scene is incomprehensible, I guess.
There it is, Matt Rippey, classic actor. They were laughing, it doesn't matter what I said.
Exactly.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your notes via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey. He's no Adam Long Matthew Croak. Music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Peter Morgan. No reason, it's just random, except that he left a review on our iTunes podcast page. Thank you, Peter. Special thanks to Pulitzer Prize-winning photographer Stan Grossfeld. Thanks to Dodds, Chad, and Dan Saske, and April George. We hope to have all of these notes ironed out before we hit the UK this summer. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 282/846 of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Thank you, boys. It's awfully good to see you.
Cheers.
Thank you for coming.
Cheers.
Let's aim.
Go out there and give 110%.
What did I say?
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.